Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. Former US President Donald Trump expects to be arrested early this week. He is now urging his supporters to launch mass protests. Prosecutors have been looking into him for the past 5 years over several allegations, including hush money being paid to former adult film star Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. While his lawyer says no communication has been made from law enforcement. Vladimir Putin has rejected his arrest warrant, labelling it outrageous. The International Criminal Court believes the Russian president could stand trial for alleged crimes committed over the war in Ukraine. US President Joe Biden is backing the process.
Well, I think it justified it, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either. But I think it makes a very strong point.
Qantas is warning its pilots about Chinese warships interfering with its airline's radio and GPS systems. Aviation experts are now wanting an investigation, claiming it could be dangerous. Minor heat waves are continuing to sweep the east coast. Temperatures in Brisbane are close to 5 degrees above the March average, while the mercury will peak at 40 degrees today in Sydney's west. And a fresh royal lawsuit. Prince Harry is suing British tabloid Mail on Sunday over an article about his fight with the UK government for police protection. Melbourne has smashed the Bulldogs by 50 points at the MCG, 17-13, 115 to 9-11, 65. Doggy skipper Marcus Bontempelli has told Seven it's not the result they wanted.
Our forward half play just wasn't good enough. They read our inside 50s really well. We just didn't create enough of a contest.
Well, the D's surprised Brian Wilson with his 1982 Brownlow medal before the game after it was lost over a decade ago. A nervous wait for Keziah Pickett, who could come under match review for a bump on Bailey Smith. Swan star Lance Franklin is in a similar boat for a head-high bump on Sam Collins. Switching codes, and the Broncos remain unbeaten this season, setting up a blockbuster with the Dolphins next week. Brisbane put on 5 unanswered second-half tries to thump the Dragons 40-18. Coach Kevin Walters says his side isn't fazed about the task ahead.
We're not rivals of the Dolphins, we're the Broncos. And that's our club, that's who we are, and that's who where our mindset is, we're the Broncos.
Earlier, the Warriors ended a 5-year drought, downing the Cowboys in Townsville 26-12. It was also their first win on Australian soil in 11 months, while the Titans edged past the Storm 38-34.